And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. We start with London's historic Trafalgar Square, which has unveiled its latest artistic addition, a sculpture that features plaster casts of faces atop a pedestal that once honored Christian missionaries. The creator says the piece draws inspiration from Aztec skull racks, which replace the previous tributes to the gospel-spreading efforts. Yeah, well, you know, it makes you wonder what Lord Nelson, the square's namesake, would think of this rather unorthodox homage to his naval victory. And we move from that to the governor of Delaware, John Carney, has vetoed a bill that would have legalized assisted suicide in the state. The measure had squeaked through both legislative chambers by the slimmest of margins, a single vote. Governor Carney, citing his deeply seated convictions, stated that he remained fundamentally and morally opposed to enabling the taking of one's own life, even under difficult circumstances. Well, at least there's one governor that recognizes that true compassion involves walking alongside those who suffer, not ushering them straight out the door. And in a display of theological gymnastics, a self-proclaimed female pastor has written the gospel to make it all about abortion. During what she dubbed as, quote, Rose Sunday, this twister of scripture suggested that Jesus would be escorting women to abortion clinics if he were alive today. Well, newsflash, he is alive today in the hearts of every single person who follows him, and he's not escorting them to abortion clinics. You know, I know this is not the same world we lived in 10, even 5 years ago, but the mental contortions that it takes to transform "let the little children come" to "blessed are those who end their pregnancies" is absolutely tragic. Reports have emerged that Chicago Public Schools instructed teachers to give passing grades to migrant students regardless of their academic performance or their proficiency with the English language. Educators were apparently told to hand out C's across the board, even to students who couldn't understand a word of instruction. That's taking No Child Left Behind to entirely new heights. And when these students discover that life outside the classroom doesn't really operate on that generous grading curve, they're going to be in for a rude awakening. That's a way to prepare kids for the future, isn't it? Well, in a move that is going to ruffle feathers out there far and wide, Sweetbriar College, which is located in Virginia, has officially declared that it will no longer accept male applicants. They're determined to keep the women in women's college, even if it means swimming against the tide of culture. That has been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.